Johnny knew a false Turl when he saw one.
Of course. If you try to get away, which I think by now you have found impossible, or if you seek to mess me up, or if you don't succeed, why then, very easy. The little one loses its head. And if you repeat your mistake in any way, the bigger one loses its head. And if you go off the cable completely, the whole place blows up. Now, do I have your promise of cooperation?
I can move around all I please?
Of course, animal. I'm tired of hunting rats for you, and I'm sure not going to hunt rats for those two in there.
Turl laughed, the soul of joviality.
I can go into the cage?
When I'm standing outside with my little remote control box watching, yes.
I can ride around the country?
As long as you wear this,
said Turl. He pulled out of his pocket a button camera with a loose neck band and dropped it over Johnny's head.
If it shuts off or gets beyond a 5-mile range, why, I just push the first switch.
You're not a monster. You're a devil.
But Turl saw clearly he had won.
So, you promise?
Johnny dejectedly looked at the remote control box bulge in Turl's pocket. He looked at the two girls who were now gazing at him, trustingly.
I promise to do the project,
said Johnny. It was as far as his ethics could be stretched. But it was enough for Turl. He almost gaily tossed his tools into the back of the truck and drove off. Johnny walked over to the cage, careful not to touch the bars, and began a cautious, low-key explanation of what was going on. He felt like a cheat as he did so. If ever he had seen treachery, it had been in Turl's eyes.